The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The psalmist cried out, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" In the wake of the Supreme Court saying that it's now law that marriage is not between a man and a woman only, what can we do? One thing we can do is realize that the Supreme Court cannot make law. The Constitution, the law that we agreed to live by in 1789, reserves the right to make national law to the Congress and the right to make state law to the state legislatures. Nowhere does it allow the Supreme Court to make law. Thus, just because the court tells us whether something is constitutional does not mean we have to live by their decision. Their ruling is not law. It is only an opinion. We must respectfully disobey their ruling on marriage. Secondly, the Congress should rise up and impeach those five judges who have so blatantly violated the Constitution, which they took an oath to defend. Congress is given this power by the Constitution. Do they have the courage to do it? Not likely. Thirdly, Congress should invoke their power given to them by Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution and limit what cases the court can rule on, including cases on marriage and abortion. The Constitution states there that the court can hear all cases, quote, "with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make." Congress needs to man up and pull this court into line with the Constitution. Our state governments also must stand up and refuse to obey this Supreme Court ruling on marriage. Governors should tell county clerks to issue no marriage license but to a couple made up of one man and one woman. This is entirely within the right of the states to do this. The U.S. Constitution states in Amendment Number 10, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people." In other words, if the Constitution does not specifically state that the national government has a certain power, it does not have that power. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution is marriage even mentioned. Thus, the right to determine what marriage is was left by our founders to the states. Thus, our states must resist this ruling and refuse to enforce it with their police force. Texas seems to be doing this already. All other state governments should also do this. Besides praying, which is definitely the most powerful thing we can do, the second most powerful thing we can do to resist this ruling is to register to vote and vote in this next election to replace every elected official who has not openly and strongly stood up for marriage between a man and a woman only. We've allowed moral cowards into office because most Christians didn't go to the polls and vote. 75 million Christians have not been voting in our elections, and only 18 million votes would have turned any election to the other candidate in the last 65 years. We've not been exercising the power God has placed in our hands as His people in this nation. We will stand before God and give an account for being deceived by Satan concerning voting. The word vote means our solemn vow to God. Why wouldn't Christian pastors lead out in teaching us our importance in the election process? Is this one of the reasons people respect pastors less than they used to? Remember, Pastor, remember, legislators, remember, Christians, there is a judge in heaven who is keeping a record. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.